Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is well. A good night of Yom Tov. Just a quick thought on the parsha. I don't want to spend too much time, but I think there was an interesting theme in the parsha where the Torah talks about Yisachar and Zvulun, and we all know Yisachar and Zvulun represents the relationship in Torah. Yisachar is the Loimei Torah now, and Zvulun is the Mefarnes HaTorah. You can't have one without the other. And we know, Chazal tell us, Taisus brings it down in Maseches Megillah. We always read Parshas Bamidbar, the Shabbos before Shavuos. And Taisus gives his own interpretation because we need to have a break between the Teichicha and the Kabbalah Satayah. But I think there's lessons in Parshas Bamidbar. One of the lessons is Yisachar Zvulun. We have to realize that everyone has to be part of the connection to Torah. Either be on the Yisachar side, you'll be on the Zvulun side. And sometimes you could be both. I teach in the yeshiva where all the boys go to college, and I always tell them, I want you guys to grow up to be Yisachar and Zvulun's. I want you to learn Torah, which is Yisachar, and I want you to support Torah. I want you to be the Zvulun. So we all have to be on either one of the equations, or perhaps even both, but we all have to have some form of a shaychus to Torah. It's interesting, we also find in the parasha, that Chassam Sofer makes his observation, that there's an interesting lesson in chinuch over here for our children. Chassam Sofer writes that Moshe Rabbeinu is attributed as being the parents of Aaron's children, and Rashi tells us because he taught them Torah. So the Chassam Sofer says, why didn't he teach his own children Torah? So the Chassam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu was very busy. He was very occupied teaching Torah to the mass. He didn't have so much time to teach Torah to his children. And this is a very big dilemma that we all grapple with, about how to balance our time between our own personal growth and our jobs and our children. It's not a simple balance. To be able to teach Torah or to do our job or to even be self-involved in our own spirituality and our own spiritual growth while making sure our children are not losing out, they're not falling to the wayside, they're not feeling that we don't have any time for them. It's one of the biggest challenges of being in a rabbinic position or a rabbi or a rebbe, but it's really for everyone. We all have our own personal things. How many of us would rather learn than learn with our children? How many of us would rather do other things than having to spend being devoted to being mechanech our children? But it's a mitzvah. It's actually it's one of the themes of Shavuos is the mitzvah of teaching Torah to your children. So and to your grandchildren also. You know, in my share this week, I'm giving a share about teaching Torah to you, the chiv to educate your grandchildren. And maybe even the great-grandchildren, if everyone should be zeichet to such a madrega. So we do have a chiv to teach our grandchildren Torah and our children Torah, but we also have a chiv in our own Torah. And it's a very difficult balance, our own personal growth as well as our children's growth. So that's something I think we should just also, perhaps we read before Shavuos, as we go into Kabbalah Satayah, we have to figure out what's that happy balance, that happy medium between our personal growth, which of course is essential, and our children's growth and our grandchildren's growth to make sure we're producing a future generations of loimdei Torah, and more than anything, to be loimdei Torah, ayaveis haTorah. The children have to see a love of Torah, and the way they're going to learn a love of Torah is from their parents and their grandparents. If you're excited about Torah, and you're excited about mitzvahs, and you're excited about Judaism, it will be catchy. They'll also be excited. But if our attitude towards our children is that Torah is not geshmak, and Torah is stale, and Torah is boring, and the iPhone 12 is more fun than a geshmak hashir, so then there's no surprise that our children are not going to follow that path as well. Okay, I'd like to wish a very special mazel tov to Rani Adler on the birth of a granddaughter born to him and born to his daughter last week. Always wonderful, mazel tov. We should only get together and share many, many simchas together. Today's share is dedicated to Le'ilo Nishmas Feige Reisel, Bas Menachem Monish, as well as L'schos Refuah Shleima Esther Sarah, Bas Chaya Pesel, Chaim Yishuv Ben Hendel, as well as B'soich She'or Chalei Yisrael, as well as Achena B'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael that are in a very, very difficult situation. Hashem should guard them, protect them, and give them the quick Yeshua V'Hatzlacha without any casualties or any harm. Today's shir is an interesting shir. Maybe more people join because it's slightly controversial, but it's nonetheless interesting. The question we're going to be talking about today is why exactly do we have to honor a Talmud Chacham? And do you also have to honor a female Talmud Chacham? Tamidah Chachama. Let's say, for example, you have a woman who knows a lot of Torah. Now, we had a shir last year. It was on Zoom. Mitzvah Hashem will hopefully getting out of Zoom. Believe. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, I hope within a few weeks we should be back to in person. If everything goes scheduled, I'm hoping it should be in a few weeks. But we had a shir last year. It ended up being a two-part of whether or not women today are allowed to learn Gemara. And we went through that. But let's say, for example, you have a woman who's an Isha Chachama. Not in Gemara. She knows Tanakh backwards and forwards. She knows Hilchas Nida backwards and forwards. She knows Hilchas Brachas backwards and forwards. And I always tell my Talmidim, you want to make sure that if she knows more Halacha than you, you're in trouble. Because you went to Yeshiva where they supposedly taught you Halacha. So you got to make sure she doesn't know more than you. But a lot of the girls, Baruch Hashem, know a lot of Halacha. They know a lot of Torah. So are you mechuyif to stand up for a woman who is an Isha Chachama? Chachama, chachama. She knows a lot of Torah. She's very knowledgeable. So let's see how this will Memela explain a couple of things. Let's start from the beginning. There's a Gemara in Kedushin of Lamed Beis. The Gemara says this. Tana Rabbanan. Bebnei Seva Tokum. Apostle in Parashas Kedoshim says, Bebnei Seva Tokum Hadarta Pnei Zokein. The Eresim Elekech. So it says, Bebnei Seva Tokum. In front of a Seva, you should stand. So the Gemara says, Yachal Afil Bebnei Zokein Ashamoy. I would think you have to stand even in front of a Zokein Ashamoy. What's a Zokein Ashamoy? It's a big machloikis. We're showing Rashi Taisvis. Either Zokein Ashamoy means he's a Rasha. The guy's a Rasha Marusha, but he's old. The guy's 85 years old, but he's a Rasha. So I would think you have to stand up for him. That's where Rashi learns. Taisvus learns, no, Zaken HaShemoy can't mean a Rasha because there's no Chiyuv to be Mechabed a Rasha. So Taisvus learns Zaken HaShemoy means he's an Amoritz. He's an old man, but he's a Amoritz. Doesn't know anything. He never learned a day in Yeshiva. Many older people weren't privileged to go to Yeshiva. So he doesn't know anything. So Zaken Gemara, I would think you have to stand up for him. Tamaloy Mazaken. It says in the Pasuk, Zaken Ben Zaken Elochach. No, so the Torah is modifying that when you stand up for a seva, it's a seva who's also zaken. Shemat says in the pasuk, "Asvili shivim ish mizikne Yisrael." Gather me 70 elderly men from Zikne Yisrael, and Zikne Yisrael means they were elderly, so you have to be elderly as well. If Yisag Lili Omer ain't zaken ela misha kanachachma, says Yisag Lili, not so fast. A zaken is not someone who's old by age, but he's old with wisdom. He has chachma. Shemat Hashem kainu nidreishes darkut. Fine. Then the Gemara has a third shita that says, Seva Tokum, Afilu Kol Seva B'mashim. There's a third sheet in the Gemara that says, no, Taka, even a Zaken HaShemoy. There's Taka, a Chiyuv to stand up, even for an elderly person who is not a Talmud Chacham, he's not worldly, but he's old. So the Gemara says like this, Eb Yosei Galili, Hanei Tanakama. What did the Tanakama say? The Tanakama said, Ein Zaken El HaChacham. What was the Yosei Galili said? Yosei Galili says, Ein Zaken El Misha Kana Chacham. So what exactly is the difference? It seems like everyone's saying the same thing. In order to stand up for them, you have to be an elderly Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big nafkimina. The Gemara says, no, there is a fundamental difference between the Yosei Galili and the Tanakama. Again, the Tanakama said, Ein Zakein El Chacham. The Yosei Galili said, Ein Zakein El Misha Kana Chacham. So what's the difference between the Tanakama and the Yosei Galili? Says the Gemara, Maybe Nayu, Ikebe Nayu, Yonik V'Chacham. Let's say he's Yonik. Let's say he's very young. He's not old, but he's a Talmud Chacham. So Tanakama saw the Tanakama says Yonik v'chacham loy. The Tanakama says no. The Tanakama read the Torah there. It says ve'ein zokin el chacham means you got to be elderly and a chacham. If you're young and a Talmud chacham, no, you don't get the chiyuv to stand up. So the Gemara says if Yosei Galili saw v'rafilu Yonik v'chacham, and if Yosei Galili says no, if Yosei Galili says that the deciding factor is chachma, yay, and therefore as long as you have chachma, even if you don't have age. According to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you have to stand up for them. So we have Machlokes tonight. Do you stand up for a elderly Talmud Chacham, or do you stand up for a young Talmud Chacham? Now we'll see in a second, how young can a Talmud Chacham be? Right? Young can mean what? He's 10 years old. He's a super genius. He's 10 years old. He knows Kol HaTorah Kulo. So maybe you have to stand up for him, even though he's not even Bar Mitzvah yet. Right? So we'll have to see about that in a second. So let's take a look in Rashi number 2. So Rashi, Tanakam Sava Yonik V'Chacham Loi V'Hochi Komar. Tanakam. This is how the Tanakam reads the pasuk. Ein zaken, ela zaken shehu chacham. The Tanakam reads the pasuk like this. You got to be elderly. That's step number one. Then on top of being elderly, you also have to be a Talmud Chacham. Shenem ha'asvili shemish v'ziknei Yisrael. V'hasam zikenev v'chachamim ha'yu. Because over there, what were they? They were not just elderly people. They were elderly talmidei chachamim. And therefore, Zak Rashi, alma zikenev v'yudum ha'va. You have to be both. So according to the Tanakhama, you have to have two criteria. You have to be elderly. And now I'm not getting into today what exactly constitutes elder. How old is a Zaken? 70, 65, different shitas. But you have to be a Talmud Chacham and you have to be elderly. According to basically, it's not about age. It's about wisdom, how much knowledge you obtain. So we have a Machlokes Tanakhama Reb Yosi. How do we paskin? Halal Halacha. Who do you have to stand up for? Do you have to stand up for the big Rosh Yeshiva who is 75 years old and is a big Talmud Chacham? Or do you stand up for even a younger person? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 3, the Mechaba Pasans, mitzvah sase loko b'mei kol chacham. There's a mitzvah to stand up in front of any chacham. Afilu ein ezake. Even if he's not old. Elo yonik v'chacham. As long as he's yonik, he's young, and he's a Talmud chacham. Afilu ein a rabbi. He's not even your rabbi. I mean, we're not talking about someone who's your rabbi that you have a chiyuv as rabbi. He's not your rabbi. He's a rav from another community. He came to your community for Shabbos. He happens to be a young guy. He's not very old. And Zakta Shulchan Aruch, you still have to stand up for him. Fine. So it means the Shulchan Aruch passes like a b'yesag lili that it's not totally in age, but it's totally in Torah knowledge. Now, how young would we go over here? Would we say if you have a 10-year-old kid who's a Talmud Chacham, you have a 10-year-old kid there, right? There's a video clip you can watch on YouTube where there's a little kid, maybe he's 10 years old, that Reb Chaim Kanevsky fahered him on all of Shishis and Mishnah. Now, Reb Chaim Kanevsky's fahair on him, you should Google it because it's fascinating. Little Israeli kid, it's unbelievable. Reb Chaim Kanevsky asks him, how many times does the word Chanukah appear in Mishnayis? In Shishis and Mishnah. And he runs right through it. How many times does the word Megillah? He goes, how many times does the word Purim? The kid's a Tamil Chacham. He knows Shishis and Mishnah. A lot better than all of us. So what do you do with a kid like that? The kid walks into the room, we all have to stand up? Right, they say about Reb Gusman, later on in life, Reb Gusman, they were trying to pressure Reb Gusman into something. They were trying to push him to do something. And Reb Gusman said, you're not going to get me with COVID. Because when I was sitting once on Reb Chaim Moses Bezdin, I walked into the room, so Reb Chaim Moses stood up for me. And then the Chavetz Chaim stood up for me. So you're not going to get me into COVID. If the Chavetz Chaim stood up for me, that's the biggest COVID you're ever going to get. And you think you're going to try to bribe me with COVID? Again, he wasn't very old at that time, Reb Gusman. He was young. He wasn't 50, 60 years old, not even close to it. He wasn't 10. But he was a young Talmud Chacham. And Chavetz Chaim stood up, and Chaim Moses stood up for him. So the question is, how low do we go with this? Do we say you have a chiv to stand up for a Talmud Chacham who's 10 years old? So if you look in the Shach, in number 4, the Shach quotes from the Beis Yosef. The Shach quotes from the Beis Yosef, he writes like this. Zok the Shach, number 4, Kasa Beis Yosef, B'shem Shaboli Alekit, Dehainu Shlo Higiyah L'chlal HaMitzvahs. When we talk about a young Talmud Chacham, we're talking about a kid who's not even in the mitzvahs yet. He's under bar mitzvah. Or maybe Daki Moshe Prisha, and the Daki Moshe and the Prisha will bring this Shabbat Aleket. Which means everyone agrees that we pass in Lalach, if you have a young Talmud Chacham, he's under bar mitzvah, you still have to stand up for him. Which is pretty amazing. Your kid is 10 years old. Again, what exactly constitutes to be a Chacham? But let's say, for example, this kid who knows Shishas with the Mishnah by heart, I think that's pretty good. So, according to the Shach, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have a chiv to stand up for him. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam seems to have passed in that way also, Zok the Rambam. Kol Talmud Chacham mitzvah lahadori. Every Talmud Chacham, there's a mitzvah to show respect to him. V'yachal pi she'enei rabbi, even though he's not your rabbi. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, when they say v'tokum, v'adarta p'nei zokin, zokin zeh shekana chachma. Zokin means he who is kind of wisdom. If you look at the bottom of the page, I'm sorry, if you look on the next side, I quote over here from the Kesef Mishnah, where the Kesef Mishnah speaks out clearly that was what the Mechaba meant. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah number 5b, Dr. Kesef Mishnah, Upasak Rabbeinu Kib Yosi, and he passed like Kib Yosi. So therefore what? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both hold that the Chiyuv to Mechaber the Talmud Chacham is not bound by his age, it's bound by his Torah knowledge. And according to the Shach, according to the Mesech, according to the Shvah Halakhet, it can even be a little kid. A kid who's 10 years old that carries a lot of Torah knowledge, you'd have a Chiyuv to Mechaber. Now that on its own shouldn't necessarily bother us. Right? Because if you understand that the chiyuv kavod talmud chacham is neveya, it comes out of the fact that he has Torah, then this shouldn't be such a chiddush. Right? The reason why I'm a chabad of gadol is because he has a lot of Torah in him. So if that's the case, so this little kid also has a lot of Torah in him, so I should have to be mechabad. However, frekta menchas chinuch, if that's the rule that we're using, so why don't you have to stand up for a woman who has a lot of Torah in her? Let's say you have a woman who's a bekiyah, b'chala Torah kula, whatever she's allowed to learn. She knows all of Chumash, she knows all of Tanakh, she knows all of the Samarim and Shulchan Aruch that are relevant to her. Okay, she doesn't know every Chakir from Reb Chaim. Okay, she doesn't have to know every Chakir from Reb Chaim. But she knows Tanakh backwards and forwards, and she knows Midrashim, and she knows Sifrei Musar, and she knows Sifrei whatever. Why don't you have to stand up for her? And don't try to tell me that the Chiyuv Kibud is totally in Bar Mitzvah, because Katan Yechiyach. We just proved that you have to stand up for a Katan who's not Bar Mitzvah, he's not a Bar Chiyuva, he doesn't have a Chiyuv Mitzvah, and yet we still stand up for him. Elamai, it's totally in the knowledge that you have. So if it's totally in the knowledge that you have, why wouldn't you have to stand up for a woman who is also a knowledgeable woman? Now, maybe you do.
Rabbi?
Yes.
When you say standing up for a child who's younger than Bar Mitzvah, let me ask you a question. Are you referring only for Yenim? It's meaning, what happens if it's your own son and then there comes a conflict to keep it all vain?
That's a shayla in the Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin has such a shayla. What are you doing such a case? There's a whole sugya over there in Kedushin. In my yeshiva, I taught my Talmidim, we did the sugya of Chav Tes Talamid Beis. I think people should learn these blot be'in. They're such beautiful, beautiful sugyas. I think YU does it. It's very, very, very nice sugya. So there's a whole sugya over there in Kedushin. What do you do in such a case? The Gemara is a whole suffix, machalikis b'shayim, and machalikis achorayim. What do you do if this, it doesn't have to be a little kid. Let's say, for example, the boy is 50 years old. And he's a big Rosh Hashiva, and his father's 75 years old. His father's going to stand up every single time he walks into the room. It's not only negiah for a little kid. This is the shayla that happens all the time. If a father is old enough to zeichet to see his son become a big Talmud Chacham, and he's a Rav in the Shulis, it's a whole sugi in Kedushin. Machalikish Rosh Hashanah, how to pasuk, machalikish Achrayim, how do we do halacha l'maisa? How do you balance the mitzvah of Kavod Talmud Chacham versus Bezayin to the father. So the answer, and the Shaila goes the other way. Let's say the son's a big Talmud Chacham, and then the father's not. So when the father walks into the room, all of a sudden the Rosh Yeshiva pops up for some old man that walks in. But Kavod HaTorah versus Kibud Aveim. This is a ganze sugya over there in Kedushin. It's a very geshmaka sugya, actually, how we pass in Halacha L'maisa. But in any case, that's what, so it's a Frank de Minchas Chinuch, number six. Af ish af shehi chochma shalom de Torah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, let's say you have a woman who's taka very knowledgeable. She knows a lot of Torah. Mikomokam ein chochma li'ish el beplach. Okay? Don't go home and say this to your wife. Ein chochma li'ish el beplach. That a woman's chochma is in the house, in the kitchen. V'chol hadinim shetzara chochma bevadei l'sheich b'ish. Zogt the Minchas Chinuch, we don't paskin that you have to stand up for an isha chochma. And all the dine chochma only apply to a man. Af shehi chochma. Even if Shitak is very knowledgeable, why is that the Minchas Chinuch? They nikra chacham rakim mitzuva lo moit v'leknes chacham. Says the Minchas Chinuch, because what's the definition of a Talmud chacham? Someone who's mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and then he does it. Rakim mitzuva lo moit v'leknes chacham. Only if you're commanded to learn Torah and to acquire knowledge. Okay, afilu b'mnei eved chacham tevi avdei shav gamliel mikomokim ein lo di Talmud chacham. That's right, tevi the eved. Even though he was very knowledgeable, but he was far than ever. He had no chiyuv Talmud Torah. Mikomokam ein lo din Talmud Chacham. Ein lo din Talmud Chacham. The Efsher, the Donim b'chol Ma'isim Yeshluhu, says Mechaz Chilich, maybe you look in other factors, depending on how they behave, and if they conduct themselves a certain way, because the Gemara talks about Askonim, people that are big Askonim, you might have to stand up for them. But Zogtum in Mechaz Chilich, a woman will never carry a chiyuv kima al Talmud Chacham. Why? Because she's not mitzuva to learn Torah. So what's the obvious kasha? What about the little kid? The 10-year-old kid is not mechuyev to learn Torah. He's 10 years old. He has no chiyev Talmud Torah. We just prove from the Shach that the chiyev standing up for Talmud Chacham is yonik, even as yonik, as low as a little kid, even before mitzvahs, shalo higi l'chlala mitzvahs. So what's the Minchas Chinuch's whole difference? Minchas Chinuch says, you don't have to stand up for a woman even though she has a lot of Torah, because you only have to stand up for those people that are mitzvah to learn Torah. So, okay, so what do you do for a little kid? A little kid is not mitzvah to learn Torah. Maybe.
Will be mitzvah.
Oh, good. Okay. Will be. We'll get to the will be in a second. That's Minchas Chinuch's. Okay, we'll get to that. But Basher Husham, right now, L'cha'ira, one would have assumed they're on the same footing. Right now, the 10. Good, so when he gets 13, you'll stand up for him. We'll have to see. You're right, Chaim. It's a good point. We'll see in a second. We'll develop that in today's Shir. But the words of the Minchas Chinuch were what? The difference is because only stand up for someone who is mitzuva lulmoid v'liknois chachma. Now, if you look over here in the Rambam, number 7, the Rambam says very clearly, Noshim v'avodim k'tanim p'turim etalmud Torah. Women, slaves, and children are all potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, if women are potter from Talmud Torah and children are potter from Talmud Torah, and according to the Minchas Chinuch, you only have to stand up for someone who has a chi of Talmud Torah, so why do you have to stand up for a little kid, but you don't have to stand up for an Isha Chachama? That's the Kasha on the Minchas Chinuch. Now, there is a version in Rambam, we don't have that, but there is a Tfus Rambam that takes out the word Ketanim, that holds that Ketanim are Takam Choyiv in Talmud Torah. Where do you see that? So look at number 8. This is a Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, "Mish leilam di aviv." What happens? We know that the father has a chiyuv to teach his son Torah, and if the father doesn't do his chiyuv, then the grandfather has a chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah, which is very relevant when talking about tuitions. Fine, maybe one day we'll talk about it here. But zok the Rambam, if his father doesn't teach him, so it's not the pshat he's now exempt from the learning; he has to do it himself. Chayiv l'ulmoy dis atzmoy, he has to teach himself. Kishe yakir, when he recognizes. So the Achrayim make a very interesting diuk. There's two other places where the Rambam writes that a child has a chiyuv that his father does for him. And if his father doesn't do it, he has to do it for himself. I didn't put it on the paper, you'll just have to trust me. One is Mila and one is Pidgin Aben. But the lashon of the Rambam in those two places are that if his father didn't give him a Mila, you know when he gets a Mila? Kishi Yagdil. When he becomes a gadol. What does the Rambam say over here? Kishi Yakir. So there are those who want to be dying from the Rambam that the chiyuv b'noi Talmud Torah is even ba'at katnusai. Meaning, calls man, the kid's a katan, his father has a chiyuv. But if his father bounces on him, he's 10 years old, he's got to go learn Torah. So then it's not a kasha anymore. Meaning, if you learn like that in the Rambam, and you take out the word katanim in the first Rambam, and you're medayik in the second Rambam, then when the Rambam says kishiyakir, it's even under the age of gadlus, which means that his son would have to learn Torah for himself, even though he's not 13. So that would answer up our kasha on the Minchas Chinuch. We add a kasha, what's the difference between women and children? The answer is a very big difference. Children are mechuyev in Talmud Torah. when, if their father's not around, or the father is not going to do it, then the chiyuv, the child has a chiyuv. We assume that the chiyuv of the child only kicks in once he becomes a gadol. Teretz says, no, if you go like this version in the Rambam, and you medayik from the lashon of kishiyakir versus kishiyagdil, which is very strange, because both in Hilchas Mila and in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, there the Rambam says, and if the father doesn't do the mitzvah, the son does it when? Kishiyagdil. When he becomes a gadol. Why do you have to wait till he becomes a gadol? Why do you wait till why over here is a kishiyakir? When he recognizes. So the Achrayim want to make a diyuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the father's mitzvah on the son. And if the father is opting out, so then the son has to do it even while he's young. So then everything's very geschmack. That would answer up our kasha on the Minchas Chinuch. That would be everything is beautiful. That there's taka a fundamental difference between women and children. Why? Women never ever have a chiyuv Talmud Torah. No matter what. It's never going to change. But a katan does have a chiyuv Talmud Torah. If his father's not around, the katan has a chiyuv Talmud Torah. That would be one mahalach to answer it up, which would be very nice with the two Rambams. The problem is we don't have that gears in the Rambam. The gears that we have in the Rambam is Noshin Ba'avodim Uktanim Pturim. We have Ktanim being Potter. So I think the Achronim want to be Miyashid, the second Rambam. Why does the Rambam say Mishi Yakir? So I think they want to tie it because Talmud Torah is something that you can't wait around. Meaning, if you don't give the kid a bris until he's 13, okay, so he'll be Gamal then. But if the kid doesn't start learning Torah until he's older, it's gonna be at a detriment. Because every year that he gets behind, he's losing out on essential information and essential knowledge. So that's why for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we want the kid to learn faster. But there's no chiyuv necessarily on the child right away. Okay, either way, that's one mahalach. Now there's another shtickle minchas chinuch. Again, what's our kasha? Our kasha at hand is, why is there no chiyuv to stand up for an isha chachama? Now the truth is, the minchas chinuch never proved to us that you don't have to stand up for an isha chachama. We'll call it an Isha Tamidah Chachamah, right? Right? The Minchas Chinuch never proved it to us. He just said it's not true. He never brought a raya that it's not true. And we'll see, it's taka not Pashat Halacha L'maisa. But it's just Minchas Chinuch just took for the Pashat that the Lomdus in the Chi of Kima B'fnei Tamid Chacham is totally in his Chi of Talmud Torah. And the Mela, since this woman doesn't have a Chi of Talmud Torah, you don't have to stand up for her. But there's another shtick of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch writes over here later on, number 9, he writes, V'ayim b'beis Yosef, u'b'shocha, he asks Mamash Arkasha. He says, M'vord l'fi, d'lefnei yonik v'chacham avshalei boluch ha'mitzvah chayavim lakum mipanov. It's clear from the Shach and the Beis Yosef and the Shulbalei Leket that you have to stand up for a child who's not yet even b'chalal mitzvahs. Mikom akim davke katan, says the Minchas Chinuch, yeah, that's only a katan. Why? Given the yavoy v'chalal mitzvahs, like Chaim wanted to suggest. Because he will be in the parasha of mitzvahs. And on top of that, his father has to teach him Torah. But an Isha and Eved, they're learning Shalai Kedin. They're definitely not obligated. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's the difference. What's the difference? Because right now, this 10-year-old kid will one day be Mechoyev. Okay, but the next line is even more important. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you know what the difference is? Is that Eina Chanami, my 10-year-old son doesn't have to learn Torah, but I have to teach him Torah. As opposed to a woman, no one has to teach her and she doesn't have to learn. So what's the obvious problem with this Minchas Chinuch? What's the Svara? What was the Minchas Chinuch's answer? That the reason why I stand up for a 10-year-old kid, even though I just told you that the Gedder Hadvarim is Tolin, who has a Chiv and who doesn't have a Chiv. Oh, but the kid is different because his father has a chiv to teach him Torah. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Why does his father's chiv to teach him Torah weigh in on why I stand up for him? The Minchas Chinuch told us the Gedder Advarim is you stand up for that person that has a chiv Talmud Torah. This kid, Basher Husham, has no chiv Talmud Torah. So the first answer Minchas Chinuch said was, well, he will have a chiv. Okay, that's nice that he will have a chiv. But the second line that the Minchas Chinuch threw in was what? Was that his father has a chiv to teach him. So what? Why does his father's chiv to teach him Torah equal now you stand up for the kid? If the gather is the way the Minchas Chinuch set it up earlier, that it's all dependent upon who's mechuyev, so he's still not mechuyev the kid. So if the kid is not mechuyev, why is this answer any better? That's the kasha.
And we lie in the Rambam. The Rambam says kishriyakir. So that answers the question.
Yeah, that would be one answer, right. But if you're going like this Minchas Chinuch's teretz, and Minchas Chinuch wants to say, the reason why I stand up for the kid and not for the woman is because the kid, at least his father has to teach him Torah. So what? Why is his father having to teach him Torah? Explain why you stand up for the kid. The Minchas Chinuch's gedder was, I stand up for the people that have a chi of Talmud Torah. This kid still doesn't have a chi of Talmud Torah. His father has a chi of Talmud Torah. So why would I stand up now for the kid? So if you look over in number 10, Rabbi Yerucham Holshin, his great sefer, Yerichel Mayadim, Kevaldika sefer. So he wants to say a Torah is based on a famous Chakira from Rav Baruch Ber, who's really from his son-in-law, Rav Reuven. He says the following Chakira. This is a famous classical Chakira. When you learn Kedusha Daf Chavtes, this Chakira gets bounced around a lot. What's the Chakira? So Rabbi Yerucham Holshin writes like this, V'hinei, B'shlom ha-terutzei ha-sheini yishlifter al-pim ha-shachok ha-gayin Rav Baruch Ber, Be-ber ka-shmul, b'sheim choysne ha-gayin Rav Reuven, his famed son-in-law. Reuven had a very difficult life. He survived the Holocaust. He came to America. He was Rosh Hashiva in Teravadas for a little bit. He took over from Shlomo Hyman. But he got sick. He got hit by a car. They say it was on purpose because he was trying to change the kashrus in America in those years. So they say he got hit by a car on purpose and it took a toll on his life. And he had a very difficult Seif Yomov. But he was going out there. He was an Eloi. He was brought in to take over after Shlomo Hyman was getting Shvach ready. Shlomo Hyman was brought in to run Teravadas after David Leibowitz. Henoch Leibowitz's father left to start his own yeshiva, to start his own Chafetz Chaim. So Reb Shraga Feivel needed a Rosh Yeshiva. So he called up Reb Chaim Moshe and he asked Reb Chaim Moshe, who can you send me? So Reb Chaim Moshe said, I'd love to send you my brother-in-law. His brother-in-law was a Bechonam Wasserman. But he said, there's no way he's going to America. That's not happening. So I got to find you someone else. So he sent him Reb Shlomo Hyman, who was a Chiddush, because Reb Shlomo Hyman at that time was Rosh Yeshiva of the Ramalis Yeshiva. The Ramalis Yeshiva was one of the major yeshivas in Vilna at that time, which Chaim Moshe was very involved in. And he still sent him Shlomo Hyman there. I mentioned this in a share I gave my shul, that some people suggest the reason why Shlomo Hyman went to America is because he had no children. And he wasn't so worried about the chinuch of his children. And that's why he was more comfortable to come to what they call the Treif of Medina, was because he never had children. His entire life he never had children. So that's why he was more maskim to come. So when he started to get sick, he was Rosh Hashiva only for a few years. Shlomo Hyman was a big Talmud of Baruch Ber. He was a gadol, and so they brought Reb Reuven in to take over for him when he starts to, you know, when he was going to pass away. And he was also only Rosh Yeshiva for a little bit. He didn't make it so long in Teirav Das. Teirav Das in those years went through a lot of different Rosh Yeshivas. They had a lot of different very chashuv of people, but they had a lot of different Rosh Yeshivas. In any case, so Reb Reuven has the following chakir. What's the chakir? The Mishnah says in Kedushin, a father has a chiyuv to mal his son. He has a chiyuv to give a pidyon haben to his son. He has a chiyuv to teach Torah to his son. He has a chiyuv to marry off his son. He has a chiyuv to teach his son a trade. That's a famous gemara. So Reb Reuven declares the following chakir. So again, I don't have Birka Shmuel on my Oitzah Chachma, so I have to take it from Reb Yerucham. He quotes it word for word, so I don't trust his namanis. What's the chakira? He says he named mitzvahs Talmud Torah debonim. Again, we quote Reb Yerucham usually around Yom Tov time. He happens to be a wonderful yid. Besides being a massive Talmud Chacham, I know he came to the Young Israel, we had him once in the Five Towns. He's a wonderful Zisa, sweet yid. No stolz, no covet, mamish, a real, you know, ne'imus dikki yid, a really special yid. I had a friend of mine who learned in Lakewood many years ago, and once after one of the shekholis, Rabbi Yerucham said a shekholi, and my friend went over to him to make a certain observation on the shir. And he said to my friend, I see you know this Masechta very well. He said, yeah, I learned it in yeshiva by my Rebbe, Rabbi Kalman Epstein. So he said, you learned this by Reb Kalman? I said, he said, yeah. He said, I want you to sit down with me once a week and tell me over what he said on the sugya. Now, Reb Yerucham and Reb Kalman are contemporary Rosh Hashivas. He's not any older than him. They're the same age. But he said, he's a very busy man, Reb Yerucham. And the fact that he decided that he wants to hear what another Rosh Hashiva has to say from a Talmud, I thought was mamish a taitch of who he is. He's an ish emes. He's not into cover. He's not into anything. He's mamish he wants to learn Torah. I was at an event where he came all the way from Lakewood to Farakway to speak at a seam and turned around and went back. It wasn't a Lakewood event. It was a Talmud who learned in Lakewood, like everyone learned in Lakewood. He mamish is a real, real, real Zisa, special yid. I had the privilege of introducing him to my Talmidim. He came to Queens. I had 3-4 Talmidim. He made them feel like they owned the most important people in the world. He's really a very, very special yid. His svarim are beautiful. So we have usually around Yom Tov time, we like to quote from him because it's very, very nice Torah. So he says like this. He quotes from Reb Reuven. Reb Reuven has the following chakir. Eim nemar duhu mechuyiv ha-ben ha-mutel ha-salav k'may milo p'din ha-ben. Tzad number one of the chakir is like this. The father has a chiv to mal the son, the father has a chiv to... Those are all obligations that are really on the child, but the child can't do it. I mean, we spoke about this a lot when we talked about Reb Lozner Mila, right? Is it pshat that the son really has the chiyuv of Mila, but he can't because he's a little kid? And therefore the Torah threw the chiyuv back on the father? But the pshat is it's the father's chiyuv to do his son's obligation. That's one side of the chakir. So he says, Ha'av chayiv l'moy l'up doyis l'om d'yter, ha'vi d'chol mitzvah tamo Torah in Mila p'din ha-ben, ve'heima b'chol chiyuvi ha-ben alav. Oy loy. There's another tzad, says Reb Reuven. What's the other tzad? El dehu mechuyev Talmud, dehu mechuyev Talmud Torah. He wants to tie a whole new tzad. Do you know why you have to teach your son Torah? The same reason why I have to teach the neighbor's kid Torah. And the same reason why I have to teach my grandson Torah. Because the chiyuv Talmud Torah is that I have to share Torah with the world. It has nothing to do with your, per se, your chiyuv Talmud Torah. It's a pshat that I have to learn Torah and I have to spread Torah. It's neveya, says Reb Reuven, from my chiyuv Talmud Torah. Just like you have a chiyuv Talmud Torah to learn with yourself, you have a chiyuv to teach others. That's the tutzadim of the chakir. Memela, says Reb Yerucham, very gishmak. If you hold like the first tzad of the chakira, that when I teach my son Torah, it's because he really has a chiyuv to learn Torah, but he can't do it. So what are you really saying? That a katan has a chiyuv Talmud Torah. Avada, he has a chiyuv Talmud Torah, but he can't learn Torah. What do you want him to do? He's not going to just open up an art scroll and read, so you got to teach him. Bereishis, Barley, Kim, Aleph, Beis. But whose mitzvah is it? It's really the kid's mitzvah. So Meila, Zok, Yerucham, very gishmak. If you go like that side of the chakira, then when I teach my son Torah, I'm not doing my mitzvah Talmud Torah. I'm helping him do his mitzvah Talmud Torah. So he has a mitzvah Talmud Torah. So if he has a mitzvah Talmud Torah, so then he's talking different than a woman. Meaning, the fact that the father has a chiv to teach his son Torah is just a raya that the son has his own chiv Talmud Torah. According to that side of the chakira. According to that side of the chakira, that when you teach your son Torah, you're helping him do his mitzvah. Just like when you give your son a bris milah, you're helping him do his mitzvah. So that means the son has really a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Oh, so if the son has a mitzvah Talmud Torah, so then he's different than a woman. So then the Minchas Chinuch's answer makes a lot of sense. The gam oviv mitzvah lom the Torah, the fact that the father has to teach the son Torah is not the siba. It's a raya that the son has a chiyuv Talmud Torah. And when the father is teaching the son Torah, what the father is doing is fulfilling the son's mitzvah or helping the son fulfill his mitzvah, but it's the son's mitzvah. Oh, so if the son has a mitzvah, even bekatnusai, so then it's shayach to be different than an ish. That's what Reb Yerucham wanted to say based on this chakira from Reb Reuven. Yeah?
How can we say that a katan has a
chiyuv
in mitzvah? What does that even mean?
The same thing we said by these other mitzvahs. It's not a practical chiyuv. Again, that's where it gets a little tricky. Avada, the kid is not expected to cut his own milah, but it's his mitzvah, as opposed to him being a chavtzah shal mitzvah, it's his mitzvah that the Torah put the obligation on someone else to do. That's the way we explained it, like an apotropos.
The Gemara only mentions milah and pinyon and bet, right? It doesn't mention
Talmud
Torah, does it?
Yeah, it does.
But also, because I just want to quote some reasons.
Yeah, no, it's there also. It's also there in the same. Again, there's also Lasi Isha, Limle Umnas is also there in that Brisa. That's all over there. Okay, so let's continue on to figure out. Lamaisa, is there a chiyuv to stand up for a woman who's a Tamida Chachama? So some people start off with a very interesting Gemara in Shavuos, which we really need to have a halacha share really on, which is very Negea. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us a story. The Gemara says like this: the Beisaidri of Huna, the wife of Rav Huna, she had a court case in front of Rav Nachman. She went to trial, and Rav Nachman was the judge. Amar, he said, "Hey, Chinav, what am I supposed to do? If I stand up when she walks into the room, the other guy sees me standing up for the plaintiff or the defendant, the other one's going to say, forget it, I don't stand a chance." Says the Gemara, listen to this. Loi ikum mikama, and if I don't stand up in front of her, eshes chaver, arehika chaver. How can I not do that? She's the wife of a Talmud Chacham. And the halacha is, according to many poskim, there's a chiyuv to stand up for the wife of a Talmud Chacham. Now, that has nothing to do with our sugya. Our sugya is not the question of standing up for the wife of a Talmud Chacham. In our sugya, we're talking about standing up for a woman who's single, a woman who's not married, a woman who's not married to a Talmud Chacham, but she herself has Torah knowledge. But there is an entire sugya dedicated to whether or not you have to stand up for an Ishas Talmud Chacham. It's very negated today. A lot of Rosh Hashivas have passed, a lot of big Rabbanim are either alive or passed, but their wives are still around. You have to stand up for the Eishas Talmud Chacham. But that Gemara has nothing to do with our sugya. There's two separate sugyas. There's Eishas Talmud Chacham, and then there's an Isha Chachama. She has her own, she's not just the wife of a Talmud Chacham. She's her own person. That's the famous word from the Noide Behuda. The Noide Behuda says, Pshah the Pasuk, Vayavi Avram Lispoid Lissara Veliv Kaisa. What does it mean, Vayavai Avram Lispoid Lissara? He was coming to be masked with Sarah, not just as the wife of Avram Avinu. Right? Many women just become other the wife of that person. No! Sarah was her own person. Vayavai Avram Lispoid Lissara. Sarah was her own person. She had her own traits and her own milas and her own chashivas. Not just because she's the wife of Avram Avinu. So here also, we're talking about a woman who's not just the wife of a Talmud Chacham. Her husband's not a Talmud Chacham. She herself is a Talmidah Chachamah. So that's the issue. So the Mechatz Chinuch wrote for a Dove Pasha without any rayas that there is no chiyuv to stand up for a woman who has Torah knowledge. However, if you look over, I found the sefer Birchas Naftali. Again, it's just a legal sefer. He writes, "B'steichem imarechas alaf oisman tes hevi b'shem apichadosh." The pichadosh, we're going back hundreds of years, 500 years. He shouldn't stop it. The pichadosh wasn't sure. Im tzarech lama b'fnei isha chachama b'chachmas ha'teri shein eishes chaver. Whether or not you have to stand up for a woman who has chachmas ha'teri, even though she's not the wife of a talmud chacham, v'hevi b'shem hagoyin nevatia b'sif b'sifra yizera yitzchak shekas v'shegam isha chachama dina k'talmud chacham. Yeah, you do have to. But tzarech lama b'fnei, you have to stand up in front of her. Mashma midvarav shesava de ikachiyuv deraisa. There's even a chiyuv deraisa to stand up for an isha chachama. Why? Because you learn the gemara like we learned the gemara. Yonik v'chacham. If you have to stand up for a small child who's a talmud chacham, then who? Then you have to stand up for a woman who's a talmud chacham. He writes, "Vzel l'shoyin eshom v'nirili pashin shechayov m'lokah b'vnei." You have to stand up in front of her mitzal chachmasa because of her knowledge. V'af misha ainu mitzuvah lasik b'teira. Even though she has no chiyuv to learn teira, ve'ainu ischakol kach kimoya isha mitzuvah v'oisin. She doesn't get as much reward as learning that teira. Become welcome l'gabi achim and afkamin b'zeh. Why does it matter to the other people? Who k'shem shechayov m'lokah b'vnei isha chaver kol shukain shesarach m'lokah b'vnei isha chachamasa chachmasa mikayach atzmai ad kan l'shoyin. So he wants to tie it to Kol Shekin. If the Gemara says in Shavuos you have to stand up for the wife of a Talmud Chacham, who's just piggybacking off of him, Kol Shekin when she carries her own. But what's the words are so important. Ava pi she'enei mitzuvin lasik b'teir. That's mamish the machloik is b'nei minchas chinuch. What's the siba that you stand up for a Talmud Chacham? Do you stand up for a Talmud Chacham because he has Torah in him? If that's the reason that you should stand up for a 10-year-old, then you should stand up for a woman. But if the chiv why you stand up is because they have some form of a chiv Talmud Torah, then it's taka not so pasha. Why you stand up for the kid and why you stand up for the issue? That's mamish the nekudas machloekas. And it's funny because I don't think anyone really think about these things. Right? When the Talmud Chacham walked the room, we all stand up. Did we ever stop and think why? Is it because he has a lot of knowledge? Then in Cain, what happens if the woman has a lot of knowledge or the kid has a lot of knowledge? Or is it because that there's something connected to the chi of mitzvahs Talmud Torah and that's why I'm standing up for him? Then he goes on. He quotes the Steichemet, who quotes from the Shalat Shuvah's Beis Yehuda, she'ein chiluk bein chacham lechachma. Then at the end he quotes from Rabbi Yosef Chaim B'Sifra Kedoshim, the Ben Ish Chai and the Harav Pa'olim, who quotes from the Arizal. The Arizal says, She'ein tzarech lokum b'fnei isha chachama. You do not have to stand up in front of an isha chachama. I just learned yesterday, maybe everyone else knew this, that the Beis Yosef and the Arizal were muchutanim. I never knew that. The Beis Yosef and the Arizal were muchutanim. I was shocked to see this. Again, the Beis Yosef had a couple of wives and later on kids. He was already much older. But him and the Arizal were muchutanim. I never knew that. Okay. In any case, can you just imagine that type of chasana, the Beis Yosef and the Arizal coming together to make a shidduch? That's a real Rebbe shidduch. But in any case, so the Arizal says, no, you don't stand up for an isha chachama. So we have a machloikas achrim, the Melechas Chinuch, and the Steichemet. But look over here, Nakut Yosef, Rebbe Vadya has a tshuva in Yechavadas about it. But look what his son writes. Same thing as his father writes in the tshuva. And this is very negeh, lochol maisef esvadim. Mitzvah loko b'mei isha chachama b'chachmas ha'teira. You have to stand up. It's a mitzvah to stand up for a woman who is knowledgeable in chachmas ha'teira. V'chem b'nei isha zekena b'gil shem shana, and a woman who's 70 years old. U'mitzvah zun ha'egiz gam menoshim, and women have to stand up for other women. U'bevadi sheyesh mitzvah v'choyv al tamidi loko b'mei morasa and tamida. Students have to stand up in front of their moras. Shalom the Torah m'pi that they learn Torah from. For also likras morasa mechan chatsa b'shmo. You can't call your mora by her private name. You have to show respect to your mora. So the girls have to stand up for their mowers, they have to be respectful to the mowers, and men also, and men and women have to stand up for an isha chachama. Then he writes, V'chein b'bnei zokin adakim, v'kol shekein sheish l'chabe eishas chachama, shepuelas yeshuais. U'madrich, if you have an isha who's taka poel yeshuais, you know, Rebbe Tzin Kanievsky, right? Rebbe Liashev's daughter, and Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky's wife, Rebbe Cheva Kanievsky, she was poel yeshuais. She was a isha chachama, right? Umashpia umadricha sanosha b'taharas ha'mishpacha v'shabbat v'kashit. If you have a woman who's teaching, educating, harbe meyoy l'chei mitzvah l'oyiro l'chabdu karoy. Zokter, quoting from his father, Rebbe Vadya, it's a mitzvah. Shememenu yiro yoru v'chenyas. Gevaldik. So Rebbe Vadya Tanya is not like that. Rebbe Vadya holds, if you have a woman who's very knowledgeable, she knows a lot of Tanakh, she knows a lot of Halacha, you know, she's a Kala teacher, she's a Rebbetzin, she's a Mora, whatever she does. And she happens to know a lot of Torah. Again, I don't know what the gather is, but if she knows a lot of Torah, then you have to stand up for her. Just to round off the Halacha L'maisa part of it, he quotes at the end from Rebbe Eliashiv. He writes, V'chein Shemat V'pi Morin Rabban Rebbe Yosef Shom Eliashiv Shlita She'ein Tzarech Lokav Ne Isha Chachama She'ein Eish Is Chachama. No. So even in the Svartic camp, it's somewhat split. Because you have the Arizal and you have the Ben Ish Chai saying, you don't have to stand up. Rebbe Vadi says you do have to stand up. Rebbe Abba Shaul says you don't have to stand up. For us Ashkenazim, we'll be saying Mechon Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv says you don't have to stand up. So that's what we're passing just for. Again, it's taka very negative shekel. You know, there are a lot of girls, teachers that know a lot. They have a lot of information. So according to Rebbe Yashiv, you don't have to stand up for them. But according to Rebbe Vadya, then stay chemed, you maybe do have to stand up for them. So what I just wanted to bring out that the premise of the Minchas Chinuch is not Muskim Bakoil. Not everyone agrees to the halacha of the Minchas Chinuch. There are paiskim that hold, Yitaka do have to stand up for a woman who is a Isha Chachama. So it's not even so posh halacha l'maisa like the Minchas Chinuch. But in any case, we're going to focus back on the Lumbus for a second. Now, there's another interesting halacha, which is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, Dav Chesem Bei, says the Gemara like this. The Gemara says, "K'ta'amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi Levaneha." Rabbi Shuvan Levi told his children, "Ashlimu Parsha Saichu Matzir B'Shtayim Mikvecha Targum." He told them, "I want you to make sure they should always be careful with Shtayim Mikvecha Targum." V'zaru Baridin K'Bihuda the Tanah B'Yudayim Ashiyishcha that's a Rido. Okay, something else. Now this is what I want. V'hizaru B'Zokin Sheshochach Talmudei Machmas Oynis. And I want you to be very careful with the Talmud Chacham who forgot his Torah because of an Oynis. The Aminon, because Chazal tells Luchos. B'shivrei luchos munachas ba'aron. What went into the Aron Kodesh? The luchos and the shivrei luchos. The broken pieces of the luchos went together. So what? Zot Rashi number 16. Machmas oinsoi shecholo. Let's say in Nebuchadnezzar you have people that they get sick. They have different mental issues that they taka lose their Torah knowledge. Oy shenitrad b'doichik mizaynis. Or he gets so busy. This is interesting. He gets so busy because he has to provide for his family. Right, the guy used to know Kola Torah Kula, but he didn't chazer it, and now he has to develop Parnasa, so he doesn't have time to learn a whole day long. That's called an oinus. Interesting. So he says, "Oy shenitrad mi doichik min zoinus, he zaru boy lechabda." You still have to be very careful to honor him. They say about Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky that at the end of his life he wouldn't paskin halachic shailas, but he would still give eitzes. He said he felt that his kayach apsak is not what it used to be. But he said for Eitzes, he felt that he could still, he still has the koyach to be able to give Eitzes. And he was giving Eitzes mamish, Lebesev Yomov. My Rosh Hashiva, Bzelag Epstein, was very close to Yaakov. He had the same policy. Towards the end of his life, he also didn't like paskening. He was also, he lived in Kananahar way into his 90s. He also didn't like paskening, but he also would give Eitzes, that he would still continue to give, even though he felt his koyach apsak wasn't what it used to be. So sometimes you get older people that they don't remember things, but they used to have it. They once had that information. Most of us, we never had the information in the first place. But these people had it. They knew Shas and Poiskin, they knew it, but then they forgot it. Whatever. Again, it has to be an oinus. It can't be just because you didn't chazer it. It has to be that there's a justifiable reason. The Lashon Gemara is, it has to be machmas oinsoi, which itself is a whole Musa Shmuz. Not just because you didn't chazer it, because you didn't get around to doing it. No, that's not an excuse. You know, not because you never put the time in, because you had an oinus. Either you have a mental issue. Nebuch, there's so many people that have different versions of Alzheimer's and other these types of things where they lose their memory, which is very, very heart-wrenching to watch. I have a couple of members in my community that I've seen it firsthand. It's heart-wrenching to see. But, or Zakti Rashi, you have another reason. The guy has to take care of his parnas. So Rashi says, because the Shivei Luchos are put in the yarn. Zakti Rashi, the Chassidim, says in the Pasuk, Hashem Shibarta Vesamtim Ba'aron, Af HaShvachim Tosim Ba'aron. Even the broken pieces of the Aron, they also went into the Aron. So what do you see, Zakti Gemara? You see that even those that lost what they had, you still have to be careful with their covet. Be careful with them. The Gemara Menachos, I didn't put down where, I apologize, I forgot already. The Gemara Menachos, I have to look up the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara is Mitzayin to the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says it even further. The Gemara says the same line, but the Gemara adds, Shaluches v'shivei luchos menachem bar mikan l'tamud chochem sheshochach tamudei machmas oinzei she'enoyim ba minig bizoyim. You're not allowed to treat him bizoyim, mevuzet. You're not allowed to treat him like a loser. Oh, you're a nobody, you don't remember anything anymore. No, you're not allowed to treat him with bizoyim. But the Me'iri says something even more than that. Look at this Me'iri, number 18, says the Me'iri. Zokin sheshochach tamudei machmas oinzei muzorim onu shloilinig ba minig bizoyim. You're not allowed to be disrespectful to him. Elo shenechabduhu. You have to be mechabed him. Ki'ilu loy shochach. As if he never forgot the word of Torah. Now again, if the holchiv Talmud Torah, the holchiv to stand in front of a Talmud Chacham is because he has Torah, this guy doesn't have it. It's gone. It's lost. So why would you have to stand up for him? Again, this is the shaila. If the holchiv Talmud Torah, the holchiv kima b'fnei Talmud Chacham is because he has Shas and Poiskim on his fingertips, this guy Nebuch doesn't have it. It's gone. He had Shas and Poiskim on his fingertips. So when he had it, I'd stand up for him. Now he doesn't have it. I don't have to stand up for him. But the Me'iri is saying no. The Me'iri is saying, you see from this Gemara, that Yitaka have a chiv to stand up for him, even by Asher Usham, even the way he is right now. even though right now he does not hold the Chachma. That's very hard to understand. What should that be based on? Why should you have a chiv to stand up for someone now that was once a Talmud Chacham? Right now he's not a Talmud Chacham.
Because it says Shiver Luchas, that's why.
Yeah, but why is it
kiv? It's a separate Indian of Shiver Luchas. It has nothing to do with how much he, you know.
Yeah, but the Lashon Meiri is Ki'ilu Lo Shachach. As if he didn't forget. That sounds like it's coming.
That's exactly why he's supposed to critique you that. If it was an obvious halacha.
Okay, I don't think we can necessarily sparois from the fact that the Aron and the Luchas is a riot to how it's supposed to be night with a Talmud Chacham. This is all, you know, Mishalim and comparison. I don't think we would take to the bank al pi halacha what the Gemara makes as comparison. So you want to suggest that in a Chanami, this chiv has nothing to do with Talmud Chacham. We'll see in a second why there might be a right to what you're saying. Meaning, you guys want to suggest that maybe the chiyuv to be mechaber a zokin a talmud chacham sheshochach is not al talmud chacham. It's al, I don't know, whatever word you want to use. You have to be magdur at something.
You can't compare someone who never had it to someone who had it and lost it.
Just be masber. What's the sibas hamachayev? So you're telling me the sibas hamachayev is from the fact that the shivei luchas were monach baren. I guess that's true, but I don't know how necessarily that would translate to explain. That's, you know, that's more like, you know, Chazal giving us Mishalim and Midrashim and analogies and comparisons. But can you tell me you're going to take that to the bank al pi halacha based on what gather? So you want to tie into that it's not Chi of Talmud Chacham. Ah, why do I think your pshat might not be so far off? Because if you look at number 18b, the Sefer Shalmei Mordechai, he's bothered with a Gevaldik Akasha. He wants to know, why does the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch not include the mitzvah to stand up for Talmud Chacham Sheshachach Teirase? It's taken not found anywhere. The Gemara there's no shita that argues on the Gemara. So he wants to know, why is it not found in the Shulchan Aruch? So according to what you guys are suggesting, it's very geshmak. Because it's taken out a chiv, Talmud Chacham. It's a bezunder chiv. Meaning it's not going to be found in the Simon Reish Memdal, Reish Memhei, Reish Memvav, that talks about the chiv to mechaber Talmud Chacham. Because I'm not being mechaber mas Talmud Chacham, it's nishkan Talmud Chacham. So what type of chiv is it? I don't know. It's like Kedusha's basic necessity. I don't know. It should be somewhere found in the halachas where you show how to behave with Kedusha, maybe. Okay, maybe. So he wants to give a different teretz. He says, very nice. He says, he thinks the Rambam alluded to it. Where did the Rambam allude to it? Because if you look on the next, on the preview, on the first page, the Rambam said, Kol Talmud Chacham mitzvah lahadorit. All Talmud Chacham you have to stand up for. So Pasha Pshat the Kol was the rabbi's afilu a yonik, even a small child. So he wants to tell him, no, maybe the kol was including even a Talmud Chacham sheshachach Talmudai. Now, kol Talmud Chacham wouldn't really fit so well. Right now, he's not a Talmud Chacham. I mean, the Rambam says kol Talmud Chacham, every Talmud Chacham. So he wants to tell him, that includes even a sheshachach Talmudai. But I would argue, maybe he's not a Talmud Chacham now. You can't call this guy a Talmud Chacham now, unless that's part of the Chiddush. Part of the Chiddush is that even though right now he doesn't perceive to us to be a Talmud Chacham, he really is a Talmud Chacham. Okay, maybe. But that's what he wants to tell.
He's not even chayiv to learn.
But what?
If he has dementia, he's not even chayiv to learn.
So then the kash is even stronger. Then he doesn't have the chayiv Talmud Torah. He doesn't have the actual Torah. So why on earth am I standing up for him? Yeah. I understand. You shouldn't be meeting him. You shouldn't be meeting anyone.
That's Shivrei Luchas.
Yeah, but
it's a different Daniel.
Oh, so we have to be masber. What exactly? Meaning, the point is that this doesn't sound like your typical chayiv Talmud Chacham because it's lacking too many of the components that are usually there. So you're telling me it's a bezunder din called Shivrei Luchas. Okay, we'll have to see if that works out. But he wants to be miyashi that the Rambam alludes to him, and the Rambam says, kol. The kol Talmud Chacham is being marbe, even a Talmud Chacham sheshachach Talmudai. Okay. Now there's two more Gemaras in Shas that we need to talk about. One Gemara we spoke about a lot when we talked about women learning Torah. So there's a famous Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says that if an Isha has certain schusim, so then the Mei Saita will be toile. Meaning, if she drinks the Saita water and she doesn't implode, it's not a raya. Haintika Parsha. This week's Parsha. Parsha's Nasa. And if she drinks the Saita water and she doesn't implode, it's not a raya. She's not a Saita. Just because she has certain schusim that will delay the implosion. So Gemara says, well, what type of schusim does this woman have? So Gemara says, schusim ma'ilim is schusim Torah. If it's because she learned Torah, that can't be the schus. She never learned Torah. She's not mitzvah to learn Torah. Therefore, since she's not mechuyif to learn Torah, that can't be what's going to be the schus to save her. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, what about schus to mitzvah? So the Gemara says, well, schus to mitzvah only works while you're doing the mitzvah. Then the Gemara comes up with a very important line, which is a big yisait for Shavuos. The Gemara says, no, la'olam schus Torah. Avad the isha has to have schus Torah. I had the kasha. She's not mechoyev in Torah. Says the Gemara, nihi de kude le mifkada beigra the mekayno masli beinayu venatan luhu le gavrayu ad osli be midrasha. He says, No, women have a shaychus to Torah. The fact that they send their kids off to yeshiva and they send their husbands out to learn and they wait for them to come home, that's their shaychus to Torah. That's their schus at Torah. Avada, their schus doesn't come from the fact that they actually learn Torah. That's not their schus at Torah. Their schus at Torah is the fact that they help ensure that the men can learn Torah. They pack the kids up with the snacks and they pack the lunches and they today the women go to work and they support their husbands. So their schus at Torah, says the Gemara, is not their actual learning at Torah, but it's their mesayeh to the Torah. Okay. Very important Gemara. When talking about drush before shuas for the women, they often get lost in the shuffle of where they belong in shuas. So it's not necessarily that they belong, they have a chiv, they don't have a chiv to learn Torah, no one's going to change that. They're allowed to learn Torah, and we spoke about, I just want to make sure we're not coming off as a sexist shir. We believe that if an isha chachama, maybe you even have a chiv to stand up for her. But when you're talking about mitzvah, Zokti Gemara, her role in Torah is predominantly going to be reflected on the way she reacts to those in her home that are mechoiv in Torah. Children, and her husband, things like that. That's one Gemara. But then there's another Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos, number 20. Says the Gemara, Amar Eish Lokesh Mishum Ebihuda Nesio Eina Oile Miskayim El Beshvil Hevel Tinek Yishab Yisrab. Do you know why the world goes round? Says the Gemara, the world goes round, the world exists because of the Hevel of Tinek Yishab Yisrab, because of the hot ear, the Liman Atayr of the small children. If you ever have to fundraise for an elementary school, this is your Gemara that you want to go to. I Baruch Hashem, I don't know about in the 5 times. The elementary school where my son goes to has yeshiva today. They're learning Torah today. Gevaldik, Erev Shavuos, why should they not be learning Torah? I think it's fantastic. So the Hevel Tinoikei Shabbos Rabban, they're keeping the world go around. The little kids that are learning Torah, which the purity of their Torah is much more than ours. They don't have all the problems that we have. They don't have the Taiva and the Machshavas Rois and the politics and the issues. They just come to learn Torah of the innocence. So Frekta Baron, Baron Kotler, Frekta Kash. Says Baron, I don't get it. You told me that if a woman learned, or a woman's Torah will not protect her, because she's Eina Mitzvah Voiser. So the only way a woman's Torah can have any Shaykh is if it's connected to someone who's Mitzvah. So for Ekta Baron, why are you making such a big deal about the Hevel Tinekesh Shabbos Rabban? The whole world exists because of what? A bunch of kids that are not Mechoyev. How can these kids keep the world rolling? You told me a woman who's trying to get some Schosim to be safe from the Meisaita, the fact that she learns Torah when she doesn't have to is not going to be good enough. But the whole world is Miskayim for a group of people that are not even mechoyf to learn Torah. So for Ekta Baron, I don't get it. Why the discrepancy? Why is it that the women's Torah gives them zeros, but the little kids' Torah gives them the world? Little kids also have mechoyf to learn Torah. Again, if our premise is correct, like the Menachas Chinuch told us, that the way we look at everything is based on chiyuv, who's mechoyf in Talmud Torah and who's not mechoyf in Talmud Torah, then you have to ask yourself, what's the difference? So you'll tell me the Menachas Chinuch, well, the children will be mechoyf. What's game around? Good, but right now, how can you tell me right now that the world goes round, the world doesn't exist because of all the elementary schools with a bunch of kids that don't really have to learn Torah yet? So you'll tell me,
the adults have the chiyuv to teach them.
What?
The adults have the chiyuv to teach
them. That doesn't sound like that's the godless. It sounds like the godless is there learning.
But you need both. Without the adult teaching them, there is no Hevel.
But the Gemara never focuses on that element of the mitzvah. Right? The Gemara is focusing more on what the kids are producing. Okay, so Rav Aaron has a piece of Mishnah Rav Aaron where he discusses mamash this topic. So Zot Rav Aaron called it like this: Mikoyach zenira shechalukim hem isha v'kodem beikra hashayches lamitzvos Talmud Torah. Says Rav Aaron, there's a fundamental difference between a woman and a child, his connection to Torah. V'lapi masha amu godol amitzvah v'yisim mishenim mitzvah v'yisim. It's based on the famous Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says, greater he, the reward is greater for the he that is commanded than from the one who is not commanded. There's many pshatim, there's a taisis over there, there's rishayim over there, how to learn, the same Gemara is found in Kedushin, why exactly is there more reward given for he who is commanded versus he who is not commanded? Says the Baron, and they all come down to the same point, it's all tali in the Nusach HaBrach. What's the Nusach HaBrach? Asher kidishonu b'mitzvaysov v'tzivanu. You made us holy with your mitzvahs, and you commanded us. Hainu. Sheish yachis v'kesher hodok bein atzivu the kedushas ha-mitzvah. Zot Yerbaran, you see from the Nusach HaBracha that there's a connection between the commandment and the kedusha that the mitzvah has. Who should be ikur b'chiris am Yisrael b'sinei, the chosen, that being chosen by Klal Yisrael at Harsinei, huchshu ha-nefosh yisliyaz kli mucham mekabel kedushas ha-mitzvah shenitzav olei. It made us ro'oi to get these mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are things that are very, very holy and special. They're not for every person. So at Har Sinai, we became a beis kibul. We became roi to get these types of holy gifts called mitzvahs. says Reb Aaron, the greater the mitzvah, the greater the Kedushas HaMitzvah. Every mitzvah is not just an act. It has a certain, again, it sounds a little Hasidish, but Rabban Kadla was no Hasidish Rebbe. But there's a certain Kedusha that emanates from every single mitzvah. Avo be'ein tzivu, yizok de'barim, but if you're not commanded, chos rahiya ha'nefesh as ha'hechsha le'kabal's Kedusha, you lack the ability to get that Kedusha. The tzivu is what makes you ro'i for the Kedusha. Ve'ein layos char ma'isla bovar, it's only an action. Zok Baron, that's the difference. Zok Baron, every mitzvah is not just to do or not to do, checklist, check, you know, no check. Zok Baron, every mitzvah has a kedusha to it. And you can't connect to that kedusha unless you're obligated. You have to be in it to win it. You have to be able to be in the parasha, to be roi for that to be makabal that. And the way you become roi is if your Hashem commands you. By commanding you, you become able to obtain that level that comes from the mitzvah. So what's the difference between he who's commanded and he who's not commanded? It's your connection to this mitzvah. When you're not commanded, there's some connection that you're missing to this mitzvah. Because you connect to the mitzvah, because you're able to be makabel what the mitzvah has to offer, because you are commanded, that gives you the ability to feel it, to connect to it. Hashem gave you that ability. How? By making mitzvah you. When he was mitzvah you, he gives you the ability to connect to the mitzvah. But if he didn't give you that ability, he was never mitzvah you. So as much as you want to connect to the mitzvah, you still can't connect to the mitzvah. There's part of you that's not able to fully connect. So Zakti Baron, al yisoid zem izbo'er ahevdel ben isha l'katim. Omnom shneim ena mitzvah. So Zakti Baron, 1 second. If it's all about being commanded, what's the difference between a katan and an isha? They're both not mitzvah. Ach, katan hu bechefza bar chiyuv. Zok de baron, ena chanami, right now the 10-year-old boy is not mechuyuv, but he has in it him, he has the right body for being mechuyuv. Elo shekatnuse gormo loy she'en mitzvah, mishum shadan le'gizmane. Zok de baron, it's because right now, it's he's not ready yet, he's too immature, so therefore his body is everything ready, but we don't flip on the switch because it's too early to flip on the switch to make him actually mechuy, but everything's in place. No, everything is there, but technically he's not ready to start. But his nefesh, right? We assume that the nefesh of a 10-year-old is not different than the nefesh of a 13-year-old. It's the same person. It's just that when he's 13, we mourn more from him. We demand more from him. But when he's 10, we don't. But it's the same human being. It's the same makeup. It's the same future person. Therefore, Zok Baron, he's already wired for the Kedusha. He's just missing the practical obligation. So the Torah, even if it's not actually a mitzvah, but it's mitzvah of Kedusha. Meaning Torah, on its simplest level, is Kedusha. He's a base kibble for Kedusha. So therefore his Torah is connecting to that Kedusha because he's a recipient of that. His body is able to connect to that. A woman's body has no connection. A woman's Torah is not connected to tzivui. That kedusha, that power that comes off when you learn Torah, that a woman doesn't have. Why? Because you don't connect it. Her Torah can't connect to her body because of that lack of chiyuv. A 10-year-old boy, he has, I mean, the wires are all there. The wiring is in place. That Kedushas HaTorah is in place. Therefore, that Kedusha can connect to that person and it can produce, you know, Oilam Eskayim HaPizeh. Therefore, Zok Baron, Elo Tirchosai B'Torahs Boneho, SheTorah Zu Yeshlo Kedushas Eisek HaTorah. Zok Baron, so where does she get that spirit, where does that connection come? That Torah comes out of her and has unbelievable power? That's not her own Torah. Because her own Torah doesn't come with the Tzivoy. And the Tzivoy connecting to the Torah is what makes it explode and have power and have schusim. Therefore, Zok Baron, she has to get it from somewhere else. So she gets that from the fact that she helps her children and her husband learn Torah. But a katan says with Baron, it's not about the tzivut. It's about being programmed to have the right body to be able to connect to the Torah when it comes to you. So right now the Torah comes to me, I'm able to connect to the Torah. It can have power. Even though I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah, but I'm wired for the mitzvah. I'm wired for the kedushas haTorah. That's what Baron's vort. So therefore, Zok Tebiruchim, if you accept this vort, he says, he found this vort, it's a vort in the Maral. The Maral says, where's the Maral say, number 22? Are you already over this man? Says the Maral says, Why? The soif soif higia lemadrega el yoina, because he reached the highest level by becoming a Talmud Chacham. V'ha'oynis ein mevatlo madregasar el yoina shegia lem. And oynis does not take him away from that madrega. That's the words of the Maral. What's the pshat? So says Yibiruchim, he thinks the pshat is like this. V'rotz aloyma, he says, he quotes again from the Maral. He says, "Vasloimer ki madrega shekana adam idea teri ein loimer shabat la milo zoyz kasher shachach tamude." That madrega, that spiritual level that you reached because you knew all of Torah, that's a madrega in kedusha. That doesn't go away. Afin nistalka hateri mimenu mitzad gufa mekabos hateriyah vayzal loin say bishvokach loin nistalka mimenu. You don't lose that power, that koyach that Torah gives. That goes. The reason why you respect the Talmud Chacham and lost the Torah was because he got there. That madrega, that level of kedusha that he reached, that he hit when he learned Torah, that doesn't go away. Why? Why doesn't it go away? So he says, because Devar Me'ilim Sparshim Moir Api Devar Eino Now. The mitzvah covered Talmud Chacham Talia Be'ikra Bechalois Kedusha Satayra. Why are you being mechaber Talmud Chacham? Like a baron said, it's not just because of the mitzvah, because the cotton doesn't have a mitzvah. It's because of the kedusha satayra. Again, it's not the mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch is 100% right. It's not because of the mitzvah. Because if it be because of the mitzvah, cotton doesn't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. So what's the pshat? Says Reb Ruchem, based on a baron, it's the kedusha that the Torah produces. When a person learns Torah, he becomes a different person. He still retains that Kedusha. The Torah gave him that Kedusha, but he doesn't lose the Kedusha when he loses the Torah. If it's totally in knowledge of Torah, then the guy has no knowledge of Torah. If it's because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so he's the same like any other man. Zokter Baron, Zokter Biruchim, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the Torah made you a kedusha. Torah has a power, like a baron said. The Torah changed, gave you a certain, you know, milah. And you don't lose that, even though you lost the Torah. And that's how we tackle learn from the Shivrei Luchas. Like Seth and Chaim wanted to suggest. The limur from Shivrei Luchas is that kedusha is there forever. But it's not about how much you know. Because you don't know anything now. It's about the Kedusha. Torah transforms us into different people. And that transformation took place and it lasts even though the Siba for the transformation is no longer there. Kivaldik. So says Rabbi Rucham, now everything is beautiful. Why? Number 23. Now we understand why you have to honor Talmud Chacham who forgot his Torah. Why? Because you're not being Mechabedim because he knows Torah. Because he doesn't know Torah. You're being Mechabedim because he got Kedusha's Torah into him. The moment he mastered Kol HaTorah Kul, he got this Kedusha, and that Kedusha does not go away. Even though the Torah goes away, the Maisi doesn't know Torah, but that Kedusha Satorah can never go away.
You'd say then a woman, that would fall into a woman as well. If you don't hold any of the other issues, bad, you should become, if that has the power to transform a person, woman as well.
No, so that's the whole chiddush of a baron. A baron's whole chiddush is it only has that power if you're wired because as a mitzvah. So since a katan, although he's not a mitzvah now, but he will be mitzvah, so he's wired for that kedusha. That's Reb Aaron's, again, you can debate that, but that's Reb Aaron's whole chiddush. Reb Aaron's whole chiddush is that kedusha satayra, that transforms the Talmud Chacham, is not just his yediyah satayra, it comes from the fact that he's a bar kabbalah for such Torah, and therefore he becomes better. Memela, everything is beautiful. Therefore, zok yivirucham lefizeh, memela api kol amur mitzbar kimin chaymer. Now we understand very nice the difference between an Isha and a child. An Isha, ain't a chanami, she knows a lot of Torah, and maybe she takes the chash of a woman. But the Kedusha that Torah gives off only is to someone who's mechoyiv in Talmud Torah. The wiring has to be so that your neshama connects to that Torah and then it has that power. Mashenkin, if you have someone who doesn't have that wiring, then it doesn't work. It's a very nice mahalach. I think it's a whole new way of understanding why we stand up for Talmidei Chachamim. It's not just they know a lot of Torah. It's that the Torah transforms them who they are. They now become an Ish Kodesh. They're a holy person. And therefore, that's why we have to stand up for them. Just the last Maramakim is...
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What would happen if somebody, let's say, you know, gets Kishmar? In other words, they're a massive Talmud Chacham. They do a lot of Torah. And then all of a sudden, you know, they go off to Derech. So what kind of Kedusha does that leave?
So that's the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva felt that he still continued to connect to his Rebbe Acher, even after he went off to Derech. He thought that the two things are not connected. But people disagreed with him. The Gemara by us says it has to be Machmas Oinsei. Right, I was going to say. Seth beat me to it. The Lashon of the Gemara is Machmas Oinsei. So it would pash to sound like it has to be Machmas Oinsei. I just wanted to leave everyone off with the Gevaldike Tshuva from the Rogachava. The Rogachava has a Tshuva where he talks about a Shaila which came up very much last year, 2 years ago, Pesach, during Corona. The Shaila the Rogachava was can a Kotan make a Siyam on Erev Pesach to pater everyone from fasting? This was very, very negay last, 2 years ago, when we were all in lockdown, Mamish heavy duty lockdown. We should never go back to that ever, ever, ever. But people were limited for siyumim. So sometimes you had a kid in seventh grade, he learned Mesechus Makis, I don't know, he finished the Mesechta by the end of the year, let him make a siyumim. The kid's only 12 years old. So the Rogachov, and just for the record, a lot of Rabbanim were saying on this. A lot of Rabbanim allowed people to make siyumim my day cotton. Many people thought that was even better than a Zoom siyum. Okay. That's a halachic question for a different time. So the Rogachava deals with this Shiloh. Now the Chayra, this should be a shtickle tolerate in everything we spoke about today. Because the pashtus is if a cut, what's the pshat in the seam? What's the lumnus of a seam? So we mentioned this many times, that the lumnus of a seam is when you were finished toiling over a mitzvah, is a reason for celebration. Someone told me that in Amunas Yisrael, in Bar Park, Rabbi Wolfson has a rekida after they finished counting Svira last night. Why? Because you spent so much time doing a mitzvah. It's a reason for celebration. It's a reason for making a siyum. And that's what Taka we shine and bring down. The reason why we make a siyum is because I spent so many months learning this mesechta. I devoted so much time to a mitzvah. It's a reason for a celebration. So what's shot by a katan? So can a katan make a...
was local in the five towns also by Rabbi Weitz. He did the same thing.
Uh-huh, there you go. That's right. It's not so crazy. It's based on Rabbeinu Gershom in Mesechus Baba Basra. It's not such a crazy zach. It's based on the concept that when you spend time doing a mitzvah, that's what Rav Moshe writes like that even in a tshuva. That's why we make a siyum, because you spend time on a mitzvah, and when you finish spending time on a mitzvah, you devote, again, Sfiras HaYomim was a long mitzvah. It was a 49-day long mitzvah. And there's a siyum. There should be a feeling of simcha when you complete the mitzvah. So the Rogachava wanted to know, someone asked the Rogachava, can a katan make a siyum? So I know there was a big tumult, can a girl make a siyum? Can a girl make a siyum and pater, let's say, during the 9 days? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Reb Tzvika Reisman talks about this in Rotz Katzvi. I don't know if he talks about it in the Sefer or he talks about it in the later production, because I get the emails from him. And I'm almost positive he talks about this somewhere in one of his many, many Svarim. But if you look over in the Rogachava, so L'chayru, it should be tall in today's Shir. If we're assuming that the Chiyav Siyam is tall in the fact that you're busy doing a mitzvah, what mitzvah does the Katan have? Does the Katan have it? He has no mitzvah Talmud Torah. Putting aside Reb Ruvain's Chakira, maybe. So the Rogachava Taka writes, he says, he wants to tell you that maybe a katan has a shtickle mitzvah. He said the katan moiled in ayidei zekayin perivah. Okay, he says v'chein begedah talmud Torah after dying potter min lima Torah shabal peh mikol makom kivin the gabi talmud Torah milvad limud himu oid mitzvah yediyas haTorah in ayidei limud shalomad v'zman shaykod yelo yediyah begadlus day bazeh. Says the Rogachava Achap, maybe there's a mitzvah to know Torah. So if I learn something when I'm young and I'll know it when I'm older, so that's also a keem of the mitzvah of talmud Torah. So you can perhaps use this Rogachava in our sugya. A katan does have something. He has the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah when he's 13. So therefore, when he learns Torah when he's 12, that hopefully will flow over to when he's 13. So Rabbi Rucham also wants to tell you that this whole Rogachava was only by a katan. But it's pasha to him that by an isha this wouldn't even be a shayla. By an isha this wouldn't even never get off the ground. Again, the way he's learning everything based on a bar, but you could debate that also. But according to this Rogachava, it comes out interesting. It comes out that the katans might be shaykhir to Talmud Torah b'katnusay because of the fact that he has a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah later. A woman has no mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah when she gets older either. But Rabbi Rucham wants to tell you that this Rogachava shayla is only by a katan, but it wouldn't be negeya to an ish. Okay, so now hopefully we have a deeper understanding of why we stand up for who we stand up for. Hopefully we have a deeper appreciation for our Torah. Wishing everyone a wonderful Yom Tov. It should be a very, very meaningful Kabbalah Satorah for everyone together with the families. And Mr. Shem will be back here Wednesday night for our Parsha Shir. And Mr. Shem next Sunday will be back to regular Gemara Ksubis. Wishing everyone a wonderful Yom Tov.